All right, let's go to the live line this morning. It is a Tuesday. What do? We do the Dial-A-Doc, FHN Dial-A-Doc program. And joining us here today from Supportive Care at FHN, Sherry Gertsch is with us here today. Hey, Sherry, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning, Scott.
Thanks for joining me here today. Let's talk about a very important program at FHN. It's the Supportive Care programs that you have at FHN. Tell us about that.
Supportive Care is FHN's program that helps patients and families live with and manage chronic and serious illnesses. Our supportive care team works with our patients' primary health care providers and specialists as an additional layer to address their personal health care concerns. Our goal is really to ensure that each patient understands their illnesses, medications, treatment options, and available resources so they can make informed choices that meet their needs and their individual goals of care.
Now, well, tell me then, what is the difference? Okay, supportive care, that's what you talk about there. But how is that different from the palliative care? Or you also have another program called complex care. Tell me about those.
Sure. Supportive care is a palliative care program. And complex care is a nurse-led program that focuses on health coaching and community resources to help patients identify and address their health care needs and concerns. These nurses assist patients who generally have two or more chronic illnesses with needs such as getting to appointments, medication management, and transportation concerns. The complex care nurses help coordinate care between their patient's primary care provider and specialist. A big difference between the two programs is that complex care is designed to be more of a short-term program, while supportive care is appropriate throughout the duration of the patient's illness.
All right. Okay. That explains it. Now, give us your role within supportive care. Explain that.
I'm the nurse practitioner for the supportive care program. Our team also includes a registered nurse and medical social worker. My role consists of visiting patients and families to discuss their illnesses and symptoms, review or complete advanced directives, identify individual goals of care, and discuss treatment options. All of these ultimately help build a plan of care that is specific for each individual patient. After the initial consultation, we follow our patients with routine phone calls and additional visits as needed for changes, questions, or concerns. As I mentioned earlier, all of the care we provide is done in collaboration with the patient's other providers to help ensure that the patient's entire healthcare team is working towards the same goals that have been identified by each patient.
We're talking to Sherry Gertsch, FHN Supportive Care. Sherry, how many patients are you working with in supportive care right now?
Our team actively follows approximately 250 patients at any given time. We receive referrals from providers and hospitals, both within FHN and from other local healthcare systems, nursing care facilities, and home health agencies, as well as directly from patients or their families.
Now, what types of services do you frequently provide for your patients?
Our largest focus is really symptom and medication management, as well as community resource needs. We assist patients with managing their symptoms at home through home visits and phone calls. We also assist patients with identifying appropriate resources for caregiving, medical equipment, assistance in the home, insurance coverage concerns, and many other individual needs. We can also provide post-hospital follow-up to ensure understanding of new orders or visits to add additional home health care or medical equipment in the home.
Are there other supportive care folks in the area?
Absolutely. The concept of palliative care has been around for more than 50 years. Many healthcare systems have palliative care programs. Some programs have a different focus, as some may only be inpatient or hospital-based, and another may focus solely on oncology or cancer patients. We chose to name our program Supportive Care at FHN, as people often associate the term palliative care with end-of-life care. Our team truly focuses on supporting people throughout their lifespan and at any point of their disease process. We work with patients who have new diagnoses and those who have been living with their illnesses for years already. We've assisted patients as young as 18 years old and up to over 100 years old. There are patients that we work with for days or months, and some that have been with us since the program was first started at FHN several years ago.
Do you have any community partners that are working with you?
We work very closely with many community partners, including agencies like RAMP and DOORS, the Senior Resource Center and Lifescapes, as well as the local assisted living facilities, skilled nursing facilities, and home health care agencies. We really strive to connect our patients with appropriate services and resources within their community to help ensure that all of their needs are met.
And what kind of results are you seeing with the patients that you're helping?
Our patients truly benefit from better management of their symptoms, which allows them to have faster relief from exacerbations or flare-ups of their illnesses. This helps decrease the frequency of trips to the emergency room and decreases overall hospital admissions. Our goal is to teach patients to recognize the early signs of illness, which helps them manage their symptoms more easily and independently at home.
And how has this success been helpful to FHN?
One of the ways we're able to measure the success of the supportive care program is through the low hospital readmission rate of our patients. We have also been able to improve access to care by having the ability to communicate and or visit with our patients quickly when needs arise. Our best indicator of success, however, is really immeasurable. This comes from the reports from our patients directly, telling us that they feel they have more control over their illnesses and their lives, leading to more symptom-free days.
And I know you know that I do elder care at the law firm, and I know that I have talked to some of your patients who have had supportive care. The other thing that I notice as well is that in terms of not just the patients as I talk about the supportive services, but in the family members as well.
Absolutely. Often patients and families aren't sure who to ask questions to or where to turn next. When a symptom or a problem comes up, they're just not even sure what direction to go. And we really try to help make sure that they know what things are available and what resources in the community that might be able to help them.
Yeah, and they're very thankful for that service. Very, very thankful. How can someone take advantage of being a patient in the supportive care effort at FHN?
Well, patients can speak directly with their primary care provider and request a referral to supportive care. Or for more information, they can always go to FHN.org.
All right, Sherry, great to talk to you. Great information. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Thank you, Scott.
All right, that's Sherry Gertsch, FHN Supportive Care here today. And the preceding sponsored by and brought to you today by FHN.